assist you in your Bible studies. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. The CTU campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Leave your contact info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Come celebrate Independence Day with First Conservative Baptist Church, Sunday, June 30th. The celebration starts at 10 a.m.
Hail, hallelujah, I hear the voice of the Lord. Joy's gonna come in the morning.
The Redemption Trio will be in concert. There will be a special pulpit message from Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, then a barbecue lunch following the services. Celebrate America's independence at First Conservative Baptist Church, Sunday, June 30th, starting at 10 a.m. with the Redemption Trio.
There's a promise coming down.
First Conservative Baptist Church is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road. First Conservative Baptist Church, expository preaching, changeless message for a changing world.
And there's a promise coming down that dusty road.
Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're doing a self-examination of America today. America being tested. We're being tested today on every hand. I believe we're witnessing today America's test on all sides, greater than in the history of our nation, in my most humble opinion. We're witnessing today the invasion, illegal invasion at the border that we've never seen in America. We're witnessing today our head of state bowing to the Communist Chinese Party, the sponsor of terrorism around the world, Iran, Russian troops with a 4 entourage warship and nuclear sub right off our coast. Nothing being said and nothing done. And at the same time, all of the Democrats, in what one writer calls the Democrats in full-blown freakout over Biden, a pervasive scene of fear and a sense of fear settled in at the highest levels of the Democratic Party over Joe Biden re-election prospects, even among office holders and strategists who had previously expressed confidence about the coming battle with Donald Trump. And he goes on to talk about their exhausting, that's there, talking about the Democratic Party, exhausting themselves with how do we remove Joe Biden. They're considering the 25th Amendment, removing him because of his cognitive inability. They're talking about simply dumping him because of his low numbers in the latest polls. They're saying that he's about 37.4%. Even the Communist Network News, CNN, showing the, how would you say, the difference between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, and showing Donald Trump beating Joe Biden in all of the battleground states and across the nation. That's coming from CNN. They're coming out of the woodwork today with pickaxes, machetes, and weapons to in some way, Spears, if you please, to try to remove Joe Biden. They're trying to figure out what can do. This article reads, you don't want to be that guy who is on the record as saying, we're doomed, our campaign's bad, or Biden's making some mistakes. Nobody wants to be that guy, said a Democratic operative in close touch with the White House and granted anonymity in order to speak freely. But Joe Biden's stubbornly poor polling and the stakes of the election are high are creating the freakout in the Democratic Party, that writer says. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Where do you see some of the frailties, the faults, and the falling of America? What do you see as the cause and effect? What is the answer? How should we then live? Ezekiel chapter 33 and verse 10 states, how should we live? Understanding what's happening, seeing what's happening, is it something that can be controlled? Is it something that could have been controlled? Is it something that should have been controlled? Is it something that can be reversed and turned back now? Or is it everlastingly, eternally too late? Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching today our Bill of Rights being eroded. We're watching today that which was at one time a strong nation being weakened each and every day. It's openly discussed even among the elite Democrats that Joe Biden ought to be dumped. We're witnessing today some of the very real issues that the evidence of the moral, ethical, societal, economic, political decline and decay of America. We are weak today as a nation. In fact, I looked at one of the strategists on television, I believe it was Fox News, pointing out in our military, in the Air Force, in the Navy, in the Marines, in the Army, how low we are in recruitment. Anywhere from 20 to 30 some odd percent low are off in recruitment. And the recruitment efforts, by the way, in case you've not found any news on that subject, recruitment effort is not based on strength of the man, strength of the individual, not based on being war ready, not based on being, healthy and fit. The recruitment efforts today is based on that individual stand about the transgenderism, the dysphoric gender philosophy and the thought where that man thinks he's a woman, et cetera, et cetera. And that recruitment is based on the individual that's in that category that's gone absolutely bonkers with the woke culture and the trans philosophy that permeates just about all of society today. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. Four Russian warships, including a nuclear sub, are sitting 200 miles off the coast of Florida. Now, when they say 200 miles, that's not exactly correct. It's 200 miles, perhaps, from Miami, but it's about 90 miles from the tip of the Florida, as it is called, down in the real narrow portion of our area, the Keys, it is called. Thank you. It's the from the very tip of the Keys, it's not but about 90 miles. From the where you'd call Miami, about 200 miles. Let me read a portion of the article. Dateline June the 12th. Four Russian warships, including a nuclear submarine, have reached Cuba, just 200 miles off the coast of Florida, ahead of a planned military exercise in the Atlantic. The fleet, made up of a frigate, a nuclear-powered submarine, an oil tanker, and rescue tugs, arrived in Havana Bay on Wednesday, welcomed by a 21-cannon salute from Cuba. The submarine is typically equipped with hypersonic missiles, according to Russian government, the news agency TASS. It's unclear whether the nuclear sub, is currently armed with such weapons. Of course they're not going to tell us. Of course the news media is not going to say. Of course Russia will not admit it. Of course the Biden administration is not going to be curious. Of course the Biden administration is helpless and hapless and can't. Do you know why? This is my opinion. You can counter it if you like. Do you know why Joe Biden cannot confront Russia? Do you know why Joe Biden cannot confront Ukraine? You know why Joe Biden cannot confront Venezuela, Syria? You know why Joe Biden cannot confront Hamas or other agencies or organizations like that? You know why Joe Biden cannot confront China or North Korea? It's because he's been bought and paid for over the past 50 years from graft, where he has sold America. He has committed treason without any question about it. And yet it's Donald Trump that gets persecuted, prosecuted, pursued in an attempt to destroy the man, his money, his methods, and his motives all at stake today as a result of lawfare, not a matter of something being equal under the law, but a matter of what is taking place in relationship to trying to crush the Democratic Party's enemy. Another headline, Russian submarines, Cuba visit is a big U.S. intelligence opportunity, dated June 7. Tensions between Russia and the United States are growing amid Vladimir Putin's fury over Western support of Ukraine, and President Joe Biden distinctly hesitates to respond, end quote, signaling a growing interest in the leveraging its military power to foster America's fears. Russian warships are making their port call in Cuba, a longtime Russian ally. Cuba, and by the way, Cuba is a puppet state for Russia. Cuba is a puppet state for Russia. Iran is a puppet partner for Russia. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the galvanization of nations that shall fulfill Ezekiel 38 and 39, where Russia, which today has a Russian army that has mega major numbers of Islamic jihadists in control, but the Russian military, the Russian army, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39, will have five nations in league with them that will come against the nation of Israel. I call it the war with Russia. Some have mistakenly called the ultimate war that's found in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Some have mistakenly called it the Battle of Armageddon. It's not the Battle of Armageddon. It is part of what you find in Matthew chapter 24, Luke chapter 21, Mark chapter 13, the eschatological prophetic text in the scripture. It's talking about the war with Russia. And it's talking about that in that day where we will see those nations coming together against Israel. It's the scripture tells us it's wars and rumors of wars, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom. The word kingdom is the word basileon. That is basileon against basileon, nation against nation. The word nation is ethnos. It is ethnic groups of people in their kingdom positions of power and position that will be coming against the nation of Israel. We're witnessing that today. But to see the headline, Russian submarines in Cuba visit, Cuba's visit, and a big U.S. intelligence opportunity. This article goes on to say, notably, the Cuban Defense Ministry has said that none of the ships were carrying nuclear weapons. Here's Cuba now affirming Russia that there's no nuclear weapons on board. But it's also an absurd statement, being that the submarine complements can include tactical nuclear warheads, and that the Cubans know full well that the Russians would happily lie to them in order for them to stand up for Russia. End quote. This is coming from an article of someone that's rightly weighing and looking at and analyzing what is taking place. Another headline, NATO preparing for the potential ground war with Russia, including plans for the U.S. troops to be involved. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden just got through apologizing to the head of Ukraine for the delay in getting the $225 million to him. We're now allowing U.S. weapons, U.S. ammo, to be in the hands of the Ukrainian military to actually fire ammo into Russia across the Russian border. Vladimir Putin of Russia has said that if America does that, that they're opening the door for war with Russia. And now they're flexing their muscles, showing America that they can get warships off our coast, carry out what they're calling just simply war maneuvers, war training. Why would they do that? To flex their muscles. And now NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, preparing for a potential ground war with Russia, including plans for U.S. troops involvement. NATO is mapping out land corridors to enable U.S. troops and other allied forces to reach the front lines quicker in the event of broader European ground war in Russia. The move follows a warning from NATO leaders earlier this year, urging Western governments to prepare themselves for a full-blown war with Russia, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not some conspiracy theory. This is not some hypothetical, it may happen. This is where what we're seeing that's taking place and the understanding of those that are in position to speak the truth. Another headline, Russian warships and a nuclear missile submarine are in America's backyard. The missile frigate, accompanied by the nuclear-powered submarine and other support ships, has been monitored by the U.S. Navy and Coast Guard as they transit the Atlantic Ocean. Ladies and gentlemen, all of that being said, and yet across America, we're finding more and more of the major stores, major companies, major organizations, big box stores, corporate entities, universities, refusing to allow the flying of the American flag. We're examining America. It's a self-examination. I think most of the time we fail to dig down and understand the plight that is before us, the problem that we have that's looming on the horizon, and the power struggle among the socialist Marxists and the communists around the world to control America or to destroy the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not just that we've got a nuclear sub in our backyard. It's not just that Russia has the war ships in our backyard. It's not that just that Joe Biden has been depleted and cannot properly lead a nation. It's not just that the Democrats are frightened to death as to what they can do in replacing Joe Biden at the ballot box in November. We're witnessing today today's universities, the large corporate entities, banning the U.S. flag. Would you have ever heard of that? I'm still less than 100 years old. I never would have dreamed in my lifetime that you'd see a time in America where cities and some states, and universities, corporate entities, different businesses that refuse to allow an American flag to fly. They say that it might cause someone to be uncomfortable. It might be a confrontation to someone that disagrees. But across America today, ladies, listen, here's an article. University of Oregon demands a construction crew to remove the American flag. A nationally syndicated radio host based in Oregon shared a disturbing report on his social media pages. A construction worker at the University of Oregon told the radio host they were told to remove all American flags from their construction cranes. Larson said, this is the one that's reporting it, Larson said the source of the source confirms that the Star-Spangled Banner still flies in spite of the school's objection to it flying. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a headline. Frightening. Harvard students removed the American flag on campus. Pro-Hamas Harvard University students removed all American flags on three different campus buildings. Old Glory was replaced by a Palestinian flag. Seems to me, this writer says, if an American university refuses to fly the American flag, we should refuse to send them any tax money. I second that motion. Here's an article. Same vein, same thing over. Popular fitness center labels Pride, BLM, freedom of expression, but bans all American flags. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but it's distressing to me. I don't know about you, but this is a good indicator of where we have plummeted to in America. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a good indicator that we need to pray and seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, and ask God to heal our land. It's time that we recognize the absolute danger that we're in as a nation of imploding, where there's a rejection of the American flag. We've already seen down through the years, and especially in the past almost 4 years under the Biden administration, where a Christian cannot stand out in front of an abortion clinic, bow the head, and hold a Bible and pray without being condemned or threatened or prosecuted as a result of it. We've already seen in America, and America today, where Christian parents and families cannot stand before a school board and challenge the pornography that's being shown in the classrooms, acted out in the classrooms, if they do, consider domestic terrorists under the Biden administration's DOJ, and then threats and intimidation carried out by the FBI for doing so. Here's the article. Popular fitness center labels Pride, BLM, freedom of expression, but bans all American flags. A memo circulated internally at 24-hour fitness That's the name of the operation. That 24-hour fitness is reportedly labeling symbols associated with Black Lives Matter, LGBTQ Pride Day and Month, and as freedom of expression, while banning the patriotic image, the American flag. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what this article says? 24-hour fitness center labeling symbols associated with Black Lives Matter, the LGBTQ Pride, freedom of expression, but banning the United States flag, end quote. The article further states, the letter first obtained by the viral social media arrived behind libs of TikTok, reportedly states employees should bring their full selves to the work every day, encourage staffers, while the company calls team members to dress in apparel that shows solidarity and support for specific causes like LGBTQ and Black Lives Matter. Employees at the gym claim they're allowed at all times to wear clothing and phrases and images supporting Black Lives Matter, LGBTQ, Juneteenth, but they cannot wear any uniform, cannot display anything that's similar to or including United States flag. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time that Christians, conservatives, and patriots recognize the doom that is before us. I'm not giving you the doom and gloom, but I'm telling you that we, as Christians and patriots and as those that love the Lord, conservatives, ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that we do not have to bow to political correctness. Study your Bible. Daniel, the third chapter, 31 verses. The three Hebrew young men refused to bow to political correctness. They were chided and challenged, brought in before the king, and given a, quote, second chance. And they said, our God can deliver us. But if he chooses not to, we still will not, I'm paraphrasing, we still will not bow to your political correctness. I think it's time we have some stiff-necked, brazen backbones for Christians and churches and pastors to take a stand like that. I believe it's time we go back to biblical basics. I believe it's time that we look at what is taking place with the slippery slope that we're on as a nation and say no to political correctness. I think it's time that we do something that will be recognizable as trying to salvage America before it's too late. Here's a headline. Biden's educational chief vows to close a huge faith-based university. I talked about this on the broadcast yesterday. Joe Biden's administration repeatedly has launched attacks on Christianity, mostly in the form of demands that even faith members promote their extreme agendas for abortion and transgenderism and topics that Christianity historically condemns. And when they're not attacking, they're expressing a total intolerance, as seen in the announcement intended for the carried out by the head of the Department of Education to shut down the nation's largest Christian university. Officials at Grand Canyon University have already been targeted with an unprecedented fine of $37 million. Charge that the Biden administration says based on the decision because of the Grand Canyon University, a Christian school, based on their deeply held beliefs and their faith. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching today the deterioration of our military. We're watching today the destruction of our southern border. We're watching today the demise of morals, ethics, and values. We're witnessing today where there's the mindset that the churches, the Christians, the pastors need to toe the line and bow to political correctness and the woke agenda of the Biden administration, or else. I believe it's time, ladies and gentlemen, that Christians recognize where we are and stand against it. Headline that I'm holding in my hand. Navy SEALs are under fire for promoting Pride Month. The nation's most elite fighting forces has now gone gay, according to the report. The Navy SEALs marked the start of Gay Pride Month by posting rainbow-colored graphics. The message read, dignity, service, respect, equality, and pride. Headline, Green Beret launches an attack on Pentagon Pride Month celebration. Recently, in the celebration of June being Pride Month, the Pentagon presented the 13th annual LGBTQI+ Pride Ceremony. Ladies and gentlemen, that Pride Ceremony was headed up by a wannabe woman, a transgendered person, one that was born a male, lived as a male, 2014, came out of the closet and admitted that he was homosexual, a pervert, and now heads that aspect, that portion of our military. Ladies and gentlemen, the featured speaker was the Navy Rear Admiral Mike Brown, Division Director of Operations in the Informational Environment, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to wake up and recognize, as we place America under the microscope and do a self-examination, a self-analysis, we've lost it politically. We've lost our nation morally. We've lost our nation ethically. We've lost our nation theologically, doctrinally, and biblically because of spineless preachers that's unwilling to stand and speak the truth. Oh, too many today in the pulpits are afraid they'll lose some numbers, nickels, and noses. There's political correctness today that permeates our churches and our Bible colleges, our seminaries, and our theological institutions, afraid to speak out, fearful of what the government might say. Here's an article, headline only. Tucker Carlson says the FBI is every bit the politicized secret police that you've always feared. But here's the answer. Here's where we are. Franklin Graham says Christians are under assault in America. I'll read you a brief portion of this. America is in imminent danger due to the mockery of God and the gross immorality, said Franklin Graham. Graham warned in his commentary that the nation is on the precipice of spiritual disaster. America is in deep trouble and on the verge of total moral and spiritual collapse unless God intervenes. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to pray for God's intervention, especially at this time of the election cycle. We're about 4.5 months away from the election that will determine the destiny of America. And ladies and gentlemen, we're not voting for Jesus. We're voting for a man with a spine and a backbone wide enough, broad enough, and brazen enough to take a stand for truth and to take a stand to lead our nation to keep it from imploding. We need to pray that God will divinely intervene and put Donald J. Trump back in office to protect America. If there's any salvageability to it, it's going to come as a result of our praying. We need to pray today, ladies and gentlemen, as never before. You may not like what is taking place. You may think that it is simply a fluke and it will change. But, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that this is taking place at a rapid speed. And unless God divinely intervenes, we've lost it as a constitutional republic. Keep praying, keep looking up in the recognition that our redemption is near. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you once again on the air as we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. The Florida, Georgia Truth Network in Folkston at 91.3.
You have to trust a lot of things every day. You trust your chair will hold you up when you sit down. You trust the brakes will stop your car when you press the pedal. But what can you trust that'll give you peace and joy in your life? Well, the Bible tells about a famous king who knew the answer to that question.
Solomon.